Exodus chapter 27. And you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height of it shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make the horns of it upon its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. And you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its flesh hooks, and its fire pans. All the utensils of it you shall make of bronze. And you shall make for it a grate of network of bronze, and upon the net shall you make 4 bronze rings in the 4 corners. And you shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath, that the net may extend halfway down the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. And the poles shall be put into the rings, and the poles shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar, to bear it. Hollow with boards shall you make it, as it was shown you on the mount, so shall they make it. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side there shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the 20 pillars of it and their 20 sockets shall be of bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, its pillars 10, and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of 1 side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, embroidered with needlework, and its pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall have bands of silver, their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for all its service, and all its pins, and all the pins of the court, shall be of bronze. And you shall command the children of Israel, that they bring you pure beaten olive oil for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. In the tabernacle of meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel.